Welcome back to Squelch. I'm Dano.
I'm Matt at Arms.
And I am Electric Sheep City. And we are here to remind everyone that Hearthstone is a game, and games are supposed to be fun.
Hey, everyone. It is new expansion week. I hope you all are having a ton of fun. Stormrage is not with us this week. He has a show, a play, rehearsal. He has rehearsal for a thing that is going late tonight. And it wasn't supposed to go late, but it started late. So here we are. We'd hoped he's going to be hopping in here a little bit late, but it's not going to happen, sadly enough for us. But hopefully he'll be back on next week. So, how are you all doing? How has your week been? I feel like it's been a minute since it's been three of us.
Right?
Me on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, like I was here. It was the three of us last week until like the end of the until the end of the giveaway because I had.
That's
to
leave true. You were with us through the giveaway.
Yeah, and then I had to bail for things. Yeah. So
and then it was Sheep and I just doing this, the meandering.
Yeah.
Just all me.
It was so much fun meandering.
It was a good episode. I enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, thanks. I didn't even ask if you have a objection.
I might have corrections, but no objections.
That's good because I don't have the objection drop on the board, so ain't doing it. So,
correction.
And enthrallment is by a beach swimming. So
yeah, we got some good shirtless pictures of enthrallment this week. It's been great.
It's looking good, right?
Oh my god,
jealous,
right? Like the ultimate dad bod right there. Like a body I like look forward to never having ever.
No, it was intimidating. It was an intimidatingly wonderful 42-year-old body. I was like, man, I wish I could do that.
It is aspirational.
But if you join the Discord or the patron level for the Discord, that you can join the Discord, you get to see these. You know, maybe
it's true. You would at $20 a month, you could see shirtless enthrallment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could see, you know. Yeah, we're much cheaper than another podcast one of our hosts is on.
I don't even know what we're going there. I think we need to move on, though.
Yeah.
We have firmly gone off the rails. Off the rails. All right. Let's thank some patrons.
Thanks. I am pretty incredible.
Thank you, patrons. Like we just said, at $20 a month, you could... You could be in the patron show Discord where we talk about the show, the podcast, show notes, and then other things, apparently, with family pictures.
Yeah.
It's a fun Discord, actually. Whoa, Jake, how are you doing, bud? It's my nephew, Jake. So, you guys, we have to be super professional now because we can't embarrass the family now. So, everybody... Straight-faced, pretend we weren't talking about our shirtless friend up in Vancouver.
No.
So,
never once.
Not at all. That definitely didn't. I saw Bino. I saw you as well. I said hi earlier. I hope you're both doing good. So, should we thank our patrons?
Looks
like we should.
Yeah.
All right, great. So, this one goes out to all of our patrons, this little haiku. New expansion time. Is it great or is it crap? Our patrons are great.
That's a true statement. Like no matter what you say, like you know, our patrons are always awesome. And thank you.
They are awesome, and I think that's the best haiku I've ever done. Probably the best ever. I got feelings about this expansion, though, friends. I got feelings. I'm not gonna lie. And so I think we should hop right into it. We got a big old giant tea with Finley because what else is to talk about just in the new expansion?
Hello, old friend. Let's meet for tea after the match, shall we?
All right. Sip, sip, sip.
Sip, sip, sip. Slurp, slurp, slurp. <I know. laughs> Matt at Arms, you did a thing. Let's hear about the thing that you did.
Yeah, so I hit Legend this Woo-hoo! Week. The week of the first week of the expansion, which I'm proud of. It's the first time, actually, I think, hit Legend in the first week of an expansion ever, which is cool. Hit it, like, I kind of played a bunch of stuff, so like it, I can't really attribute it to one deck. I did a lot of the work with Handbuff DK because Handbuff DK was very good. I'm not sure it's still good, but it's a lot of good. If you can get a sticky quill bore that shoots the things at the things, like the pew 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 quill bore, and if you can make it poisonous, so you just win the game at that point. Like if you drop that in the thing that makes your undead poisonous, you just like your opponent's board just goes away forever, and it's amazing. For the first deck I did try, it was an Oops All Giants Handlock, so I had like all three sets of giants in there. It wasn't very good, obviously.
Wait, hold on, Matt. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you draw the location on three?
No.
And play it on three?
I did.
See, there
not.
Was a problem.
Yeah.
That's where you blew it.
But the problem was also like, okay, I would draw like the cost less for when you draw a card, draw a giant. Instead of the mountain giant, which is like the more important giant to draw at that point. Yeah. Or I had
all that giant. Matt is location on three.
Yeah.
You should know this, Matt. You play Warlock, you make sure you have location on three.
You just win
the game.
Yeah, you just hard mulligan for location and then you win the game. Yeah, so like Oops All Giant Handlock didn't work, so it kind of got refined to the Wheel of Death Warlock. And I got to say, that deck is really good.
It shouldn't be good. It shouldn't be good.
It's very good because one, you also draw location on three. You play a 7/7 on four, and then you just control the board for the rest of the game. It also plays a lot like if you played like back in Titans, the control Warlock back then was Sargeras. It plays exactly the same way. And like basically, if you have Sargeras up with taunts and then you play Wheel, your opponent should just concede at that point.
Yeah,
like because like. You like your opponent can't get through the taunts. You can play a 15/15 for free. You can definitely Reno at that point, like if you really need to get out of a sticky situation.
And if you've got the location up and you drop the 15/15 and you've got a second 15/15/15 with rushes.
Yeah. I've actually killed more people with just killing them with 15/15s going face than killing them with the wheel.
Like
and also, this could be a not so good. There's no achievement for killing people with the wheel.
I know.
What is wrong with you, Team 5?
Oh, yeah. That's a big miss, though, right?
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, it's Wheel of Death. Like, yeah.
Like, was there an achievement for the original version of that, which was, like, the win in three turns lady? I had her in Cthulhu.
Oh, the Bone
Cthulhu
Lord
Rogue.
Whatever.
Oh, Bone Lord Frost Whisper?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Is there an achievement for winning with her?
I don't think so. There might have been. I don't remember. I don't think I ever
that
won a game.
Cthulhu Rogue. It was so much fun.
The only time that ever showed up was when I played.
Why did I have it in Cthulhu Rogue? Does anyone know why?
So because you could play Cthulhu's Brand Cthulhu yes. for Brand Cthulhu and then bounce Cthulhu.
And then you bounce Cthulhu and you play Cthulhu again.
Yes.
Another one.
That's why you would do that.
I need to play this deck some more.
I mean, you got it's basically Ping Rogue because you have Astalor in the deck, right?
Yeah, it's basically Astalor Rogue, but you call it Cthulhu Rogue.
Yeah. So Wheel of Death Warlock is very good. I enjoy playing it, but I'm not playing it very much because I also want to try other things. Because I also played that deck like a year ago, and like it feels like the same deck I played a year ago. So I'm moving on. And also, I got to play earlier this year. I got to play the best version of Cube Block ever, like about 2 weeks ago in Twist, and like I can't come down. Everything after that just feels like a pale comparison to that. So I moved on. Handbuff Paladin's fine. It's like a very good deck. The aura is very good. It doesn't really need to give attack anymore, Team 5. Like just make it give the left minion lifesteal. It doesn't need to give attack. Just saying.
I think the attack is the good part, though, Matt.
The attack is the good part. And I like to get rid of the good part or make the good part not so good. Maybe. I don't know.
Or potentially the charge is the good part.
Yeah, basically the deck is like what Southsea deckhand and Leroy, and like you buff up the Southsea deckhand and you sub buff off the Leroy and you hit them in the face and you kill them. It's fine. Like, and maybe you have the Stroomskivate maybe. You really don't have to because you can kill them anyway. I call it Amazon. It's written in my deck list as Amazon.com. It's the shopper DH, Demon Hunter.
Yeah.
Because like you play the weapon on three. You can either get it with the tutor, or you just have the weapon in your hand and you hit your opponent in the face twice with it, and then you get a 3-mana 6/5 that discovers a 3-mana 6/5, but it is also Magtheridon or anything else that's good.
Green Rag.
Yeah, Green Rag. Or Green Rag.
Wasn't Green Rag bigger in the past?
No.
When did Green Rag get small?
No, Green Rag is still 8-mana 8/8 that goes face when you attack somebody in the face. But like you can discover Green Rag off it. It's a 3-mana.
You discover Green Rag, and that's when Green Rag goes
exactly,
small.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like honestly, the best thing to get, like you save the 1-mana thing, and you grab Magtheridon off the 1-mana thing, because it's a 1-mana Magtheridon that like you don't care what the stats are because it's going to be dormant for 2 turns, and then your opponent dies.
And if they're not dead, you can play red Green Rag on it, and you can do it again.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Shopper DH. It's very good. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most fun DH I've had since I've played like aggro DH after all the DH nerfs happened.
It's no big DH.
No, it's not.
It's a fine deck.
It's
but
a
it's
fine
no
deck.
Big DH.
Yeah, big DH was a lot. Yeah, Naga big DH was a lot of fun.
And spell DH and like there have been more fun Demon Hunter decks than
Relic.
This deck is fine, but there have been more.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Jade Demon Hunter was a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
Come on now. That was now
yeah,
that
Relic,
was
the Relic DH Demon, was a lot of fun.
Felrel Demon Hunter.
Oh,
that deck
yeah.
was so much fun. I missed that deck.
Yeah.
That was I think like a good chunk of my Demon Hunter wins are just that one single
the Felrel
deck.
One.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
I finally hit Legend. I did hit Legend was yesterday, day before yesterday, because it was Sunday yesterday.
That's how it works.
I did hit Legend with Zoo Hunter. It literally is Zoo Hunter. You play a bunch of 1/1s, you buff them up, you attack them in the face, you kill them. You play the location on 2, you play the location again on 3, and then you win the game. It's really
three
stupid.
Durability.
It has 3 durability, and when you have both locations up and you have a board at the same time, it doesn't need 3 durability because your opponent's dead after the second activation.
Every time I play that card, I'm like, why does this have 3 durability?
Right, like, yeah, because your opponent dies. Like, you just kill them because you have like in the that's all you mulligan for is the location. Like everything else is like whatever. Like you maybe keep the snakes if you're like you're up against a paladin. But like honestly, you want the location. You play the location, and then after I hit Legend, my camera's falling over.
That's good. Oh, hey there, Matt. That was fun. Oh,
there we go. There we go.
That was all very exciting.
It was very exciting.
All right. So after I hit Legend, I decided Hat sent me a deck because Hat's known to do this. He gave me Pain Warlock. Pain Warlock is a deck where you play Mountain Giant. You play it on turn 4 because you have less than 10 health after turn 4. There's also like other things that like there's the 3-mana 5/6 that attacks you and does 5 damage to you, which there's the 3-mana 4/4 rush that does 3 damage when it comes into play. There's like Flame Imp. So apparently, so what you're doing is you're building up this gigantic board presence, and then you're hoping you're never queue into Burn Shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do. If you queue into Burn Shaman, you just die. Also, you queue into other things, you just die too. But like, if you can heal up, there is pop off turns with Pop Gar, where you, if you have Pop Gar and you have Crescendo in your hand and they have a big board, you heal, like you literally heal up. And then you can hit them again with the slimes and maybe kill them. I lost about 4,000 ranks playing it. I had fun. It wasn't very good, but I had fun. One last note with the expansion. I did not ask for a bundle this time from the show. I just was like, don't give me one, Dan. And I opened up a bunch of packs because I had a bunch of gold. And I did pretty okay. And I'm missing 13, 14 legendaries. But honestly, the legendaries I'm missing are not seeing play, so I don't feel bad about it.
Nice.
The only thing I crafted, obviously, was Golden Nemzi, and I upgraded my Wheel of Death because I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you still wail out even though you went free to play.
I only wail out for Warlock Legendaries, okay? And occasional occasional Warlock cards that I like. So yeah, I wailed out for that, but like I still have like 14,000 dust. I have a ton of dust. I'm not worried about it. And like the cards that I'm like missing,
14,000.
Yeah, you know, the cards I'm missing, I really don't care. Like it's like whatever. Now like you know, now I come to the thought of like if I want to open a pack because I you know I can open packs you know get some more cards, I play Arena, and Arena's a lot of fun. Arena's like probably my main game mode now, that I play because I really like the draft. I really like doing terribly after the draft because you know there's people that are very very good at Arena. I'm not there yet. And after the hot fixes, it's they really bunched up the classes together. There's really like there's a couple bad choices, like Druid's pretty bad if I remember correctly. Mage is not great, but like there's like some like but everything else is fine. You can still get like 3-4 wins no problem. And you get the pack and you get a little more extra gold or dust and then you just rebuy in and play it again and it's a lot of fun. And it's like a real good like I want to play Hearthstone for like 45 minutes. What do I want to do? And I don't really
play duels.
I mean, you can't do that anymore. You can not for another what 2-3 weeks, whenever the next patch is.
45 minutes Battlegrounds.
You could do Battlegrounds, but like I want to play more than one game, and I want to play Constructed. Okay. I want to play.
You can play two games of Battlegrounds if one of them you play poorly.
That's true. Yeah. But I also want to play actual Hearthstone, not like whatever Battlegrounds is. So that's what I've been doing.
It's Battlegrounds.
It's an auto battler.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I've been having fun. The expansion's a lot of fun.
Chess.
Yeah. The expansion's a lot of fun. I'm having fun with it. It's probably not my favorite expansion, but like it's I'm having fun with it. So. Sheep. How about you?
Sheep.
Meowdy. So I started off the expansion playing in Biggin Warrior. You know, the deck I was like, oh, yeah, it was really fun in theory crafting. That was a theory crafting deck. It was not good in actual ladder play. Still fun. I played in Biggin, quote unquote, Black Rock and Roll on 4 like many times and then proceeded to still lose anyway. It was still a blast. So I was like, OK, I'll play some other stuff that's kind of going around the hearth. I played some Hand Buff Paladin. Handbuff Paladin in Wild is something I've really, really, really enjoyed because we've had Deputization Aura and Chargers for a while. But what we would do is play multiple Chargers like Stone Tusk Boar. Leroy's too expensive for us. So you play Dep Aura, your tiny little dudes are now buffed up, and then you play them to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. And that one didn't used to run a weapon, so we weren't playing Sousy Deckhand, but we were playing like Argent commanders and or not commanders, the 3-mana one.
The 3-mana 2/1 that's now like a 6/6 or like when you buff it up, it's like an 8/7.
Right? And then plus the Dep Aura. And that deck in Wild was really good too because of Samuro, because you know, you could Dep Aura on 3, Samuro on 4. I digress. We're not playing Wild right now. I wasn't this past week very much at all, is what I mean by that. So Handbuff Paladin, because it's been so good in Wild and I played it so much in Wild for so long, this one just kind of doesn't feel as strong. But, you know, that makes sense because we have 4 sets, not like
32. 32, yeah, because of 32 Caverns of Time now.
The deck is pretty good, but I've been playing Handbuff Paladin for a while, so I switched over to Token Hunter Zoo, and it's good, but it just kind of didn't scratch the itch that I was chasing. And I was also playing it on like day one, so the list has probably been more refined than the one that I was initially playing. Definitely worth trying again, but then I switched over to Rainbow Buff Death Knight. You know, it was kind of scratched that hand buff itch a little bit more. Still a lot of fun, but I was still searching for something. And I found first hand / Wheel of Death Warlock, inclined from like 22,000 legend to like 11,000 legend.
Nice.
Was having a blast just like playing hand on eight, doing the 15-15 thing. But all of these things that Matt covered super well. That deck is a blast. But then I saw this aggro Demon Hunter. And I started playing games of that. And yesterday I cracked top 500.
Nice.
So good.
I'm no longer top 500. I'm still within the top 1,000, but I was transcribing stuff for work today. And so I could, you know, also play some games. So I fell a little bit while transcribing. Probably not the best time to be jamming that, but still in top 1,000. That window shopkeeper,
window shopper, I think it is.
She's just so good with this small discover pool. Like, you are guaranteed to have like at least a halfway decent to incredible demon choice for 3, for 1, for 5. The Abyssal Bassist like ends up actually pulling some weight, because if you've played one weapon, then it's not a 3-mana 6/5, it's a 1-mana 6/5. And if you're on your second weapon, that's not a 3-mana 6/5, that's a free 6/5.
It's a free mana 6/5. Yeah.
By the way, can I state that, like, I did, when I read the window shopkeeper, I did not expect the cost of the card you discover to have the same cost,
right,
as window shopkeeper. I expected the stats to be 6/5 and it to be whatever mana cost it is. I did not expect it to be a 3-mana 6/5 or a 1-mana 1/1.
Just all. Incredible.
Right?
Yeah, and so many different great options from the 1-mana 1/2. Like, Matt, you already highlighted Mac Theridon, which can be free if you've played the 1-mana 2/1 mech. But also, just the AOE, getting it out super early and just clearing all sorts of hunter boards. Boom, done. I could just wax poetic about Mag Theridon, and I didn't think I was going to really like that card, but it's a lot better for 3 or 1 than it is for 8.
Yeah, it's a lot better when it's – even if it's in your deck and you play it for 6, it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, so – yeah.
So that deck has been an utter blast. And I thought about whenever I cracked top 500, just like camping, and I'm like, but I just want to play more. I just want to play more games. I'm just having so much fun. So I just kept on doing that thing. And
that's what you gotta do.
You know, Hearthstone is a game, and if I'm having fun, then I want to play it. So what have you been playing, Dan?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
I played a lot of stuff. So I hit Legend like day 2 of the expansion as well. Got there on like just an absolute crazy run with Handbuff DK. Like, I think it was one loss to Legend. Went from, like, rank 4 to Legend with just one loss. And it was got completely like ran off the board on turn 4 or 5 by a Warlock that just high rolled hard. It was what it was. Other than that, like just trounced everything. The poison package in that deck is so good. It's just so good. And it just absolutely, it destroyed everyone. It was a ton of fun. After that, I haven't played the deck much more after that. I played it a few times. It didn't seem as powerful, but it could have just been that I didn't give it a good enough run out. I'm not sure. I haven't gone with the stats or anything like that. I also played not hand buff Death Knight, but like still Rainbow Death Knight. That one runs the Headless Horseman. Mm-hmm. It doesn't run like the hand buff stuff. I think it's more of a control-y version. I don't know if that's true or not, but it feels a little bit slower. Like you need to control a bit more. More of like endless value with the Headless Horseman. So I don't know. It's more fun or not, but I like it. I'd like a more controlly variant of Rainbow Death Knight. I don't know if it really needs one though. Like you just end up doing the same things, right? So I think I like the hand buff version more, but I'm not for sure. They're both really fun though. They're two of the more fun decks I've played. I played a bunch. I tried to play a bunch just to have a bunch to talk about today. Not a lot has really made me happy. Not a lot of joy, I would say. Try the Demon Hunter deck. I didn't dislike it, but it really wasn't my thing. Played some of the Hunter deck as well. That deck, I just, like, really don't like it at all. really, really, really don't like it. Find it very unfun.
It's Hunter. It's Zoo. It's very Zoo-y.
Mm-hmm.
It is the pups, the dogs.
Yes.
They don't make sense in my brain because that's not how those cards in the past have typically worked in Hearthstone.
Right.
Like typically they'll do something to your hand or it'll be random ones. Like, but for all of them to get bigger, like my brain doesn't fully compute.
And only the ones that you play with the spell, not yes, the ones that yes. are currently on the board yeah. as well. Yes.
No. Yeah. I get that. But like, it's like even like in the past, it's not how it would necessarily work. It seems really funny. It seems very fragile. Mm-hmm. Like it feels mm-hmm. like a very fragile deck, and like losing to it feels especially bad because I should have a million ways to handle this kind of fragile deck, and I just don't. And it frustrates me really to no end. I'm not gonna lie.
The number of times I've played going down swinging against my Hunter opponent and they just conceded. Like
it's yeah. Yeah, like yeah, that card just like ends that deck and it's kinda nice.
Yeah, I played some Reno Shaman as well, and that really has a bunch of game against that deck as well. Like it's just kind of you just kind of feel bad after a certain point, really. And it's not like Reno Shaman has a ton of answers, but it has enough. Like you only need a few answers. It feels very similar to early days Totem Shaman. Before Totem Shaman had like 8 different boards, it feels kind of like that. Like it was just kind mm-hmm. of like, okay, I got my board. Can you deal with it? Yes. Okay. I've got my second board. Can you deal with it? Yes. I think I lose. And it could just be I haven't played it enough or played it against it enough, and I'm not giving it enough credit. I think it's a good deck. Like I feel it's a very good deck. The stats say it's a very good deck. I've lost to it enough to feel like it's a good deck, but like my Hearthstone brain says it shouldn't be a good deck. It's like the 15-15 Warlock. My Hearthstone brain says this shouldn't be a problem. I should have a million ways to deal with this and kill them. But then I don't. And I'm like, why don't I? This shouldn't be that good. I shouldn't lose to this. This shouldn't be a problem. And yet I'm losing to it. This expansion in a nutshell for me. It's like everything I know about Hearthstone does not seem to compute with the things that are happening with this expansion. I can't fully like wrap my head around what it is, but like it's just like rubbing me the wrong way in just certain ways. Now, I have a lot of fun. I'm enjoying Death Knight, which is something I've never done before. So kudos there. But that I was enjoying that last expansion as well. That was a deck that was fun last expansion as well. Towards the end, that final meta Rainbow DK was a bunch of fun. Reno Shaman is good. I am very sad that plagues are still a thing and steam cleaner is not a thing. Like, I understand that the reason that Team 5 wanted, they knew that Reno was going to be a thing, so they introduced plagues to counteract Reno, which is fine. But, like, when you take away our way to handle it, even if it wasn't a good way to handle it, it's frustrating. It's a bit of a bummer because it does feel like the only way to play the deck then is to play one of, like, the hyper draw versions, right? And you're only playing Reno in decks that aren't even Reno decks, and that's a bummer. Now, that being said, I still beat Plague Death Knight with Reno Shaman. You just handle them. You don't draw the plagues, and you just deal with everything they've got, and then you eventually just get there, which is a kind of a fun way to play a control deck. I don't dislike it. I feel like Reno Shaman does not have a win condition, though. I don't know. You have Shutter Block, which can do some fun things. You have, like, the big Ziliax, which you can do, like, you can make a big Ziliax board with, like, Shutter Block if you want. But it doesn't feel like there's anything really, like, not a real strong, like, I've got here, I've controlled the game, and now I win. It feels very, like, a control deck from 2 years ago where they still weren't giving us win conditions. It kind of feels like that. And maybe I'm playing it wrong, or maybe it's a win condition that I'm missing. But that is kind of where I'm standing with Reno Shaman, is it's fun to play. I enjoy all of it, except for, like, I've got to the point where I've controlled the game. They're, you know, basically I've got everything except for a way to end the game, which is a bummer, I feel like. So I did play some Dragon Druid. That was not very good. I think we can leave it at that. I played Paladin as well, Handbuff Paladin. It wasn't my deck. I don't think I gave it a good enough run out. I think I rage deleted it at one point. I don't even remember why I did, but, like, I think I played three games of it and then just deleted the deck. I don't remember what, something about it just absolutely drew me crazy. And I was like, done, no more. I don't even remember what it was, but I got rid of it. I played like five games of Hero Power Druid today. It's a bad deck.
That is technically a deck.
It is a deck. It's a pile of 30 cards, indeed.
It is a pile of 30 cards. There are not enough things to do with that deck. You need like you need something like the Demon Hunter card that lets you just, like, attack everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Hero Power Druid had what's that card called? You said
going,
it earlier.
Going down swinging.
Yep.
Yeah. If it had Going Down Swinging, then that is a deck. That is a deck, because you can get your Hero Power large enough with some of the tools that they've given you. But, like, 2-0-1 taunts by Shaman, that's enough. That's enough to beat you.
that, by the way, that card is fantastically annoying, by the way.
Yeah. It is. I played enough Reno Shaman lately to, like, be frustrated enough that jam session. And what's the name of that, the one mana spell? I'm blanking on it already. It's the one mana Shaman spell, deal 2 damage, give you 2-0-1 taunt, frog
yeah.
taunts.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed they're not 0-2s. If they were 0-2s, jam session would be so good. But they anti synergize just enough because they're 0-1s, where you're like, oh, I don't really want to kill my other taunt though, but, like, come on, get this jam session down. I like it. It's a good decision to make. It makes for a fun decision. But yeah, like, the Hero Power Shaman, Hero Power Druid, like, it is 40% a deck I would love, and 60% total garbage. The deck code I found runs Sky Mother Aviana.
Oh, that looks like so much fun.
That does look
so
like
that
fun.
In case you're curious, that is the, it's a 6-mana legendary that puts 10 1-mana legendaries into your deck. And then none of those legendary cards synergize with your deck.
No.
So you just draw 1-mana piles of stats. The most of the time, there's just like, oh, that's a card that you never want to play. You wish you had drawn a card you put in your deck. It is, It is a bad card. It is such a bad card. You're like, I really need the cards I put in my deck. But I just drew Lady Alejandra or whatever it was.
Didn't we learn this back in like One Night in Karazhan when they gave us like Prince Malcazar?
Prince Malcazar, yeah.
It's a worse Prince Malcazar because you have to play it.
Yeah. Oh, you have to play it to get the 10 minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. It's not start of game.
You have to play it, and then it's...
I thought it was start of game.
No, it's bad. It's like what if Prince Malcazar was worse? It's that bad.
Wow.
I was like, oh, this will be fun. Let's see how this plays out. And I'm like, oh, this is absolute garbage.
I mean, it tracks with every version of like the other versions of Aviana except for the first one, which was insanely broken.
To be fair, they are one mana legendary cards. They're one mana legendary cards, so that's fun. You get to play a one mana like big pile of stats usually.
Yeah.
But like they are just piles of stats.
But Dan, they're
super bad because there are a lot of really bad legendary cards.
Mm-hmm.
but Dan, random legendaries are always good.
Yeah, you would think, Matt, until you're so close to winning, but they keep on putting two taunts out there or one taunt, and you're like, I can't beat one taunt. It's just,
can't you just swipe it because you have swipe now?
Well, yeah, you can because you're running two of those one mana spells, Gifts. Malfurion's Gift, that puts a swipe out there. But swipe only does 4 damage. And I'm not sure if you noticed, but it's a lot of hand buff in this meta, Matt. And sometimes they just have, like, you know, a 5 health taunt.
True.
And you lose.
Yeah.
It's like your hero power does 15 damage. But you can't get through that taunt totem.
So the answer is hero / spell power druid, right?
Huh?
I don't even know. Maybe.
If you're playing against the Arena Shaman, they play the Staff of the Nine Frogs, and you just go, frog! Because it has taunt. You can't get
Shaman.
Through.
Yeah. And it was, they play Staff of the Nine Frogs, and I was like, I have no way to win this game.
Nope.
there is zero ways for me to beat the Staff of the Nine Frogs. Nope. I can't win. They just swing every turn and I lose. It's awful. I also played School Mage, which not as good as it used to be.
Mm-mm. Is there a mage deck that isn't like School Mage, or is it just like,
There's Spell Mage, which is even worse.
Oh yeah, but is there like a
Spell Mage?
I thought we'd have like an Elemental Mage at this point.
There is an Elemental Mage as well. I saw it on HS Replay. I didn't even look at what the deck list was.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I might find that and play that and lose another.
4,000. I don't know if you should, Matt. The win rate looks pretty low.
I mean, I could lose another 4,000 ranks. It's fine. I've done it already. So.
I came in at 9,000. I'm currently at 20,000. So,
hey, you're with me.
Yeah. I wanted to play a whole bunch of different decks to get a handle on what the game was like. So I played a bunch, and most decks I played were kind of fun, but nothing that I really loved. I did have a lot of fun with Reno Shaman. I think that's probably what I'm going to play for the rest of the month. I am not going to climb with it, though, because it's not a deck you can really climb with, because you just can't get to a win quick enough, really. You have to just hope your opponent concedes, or you just lose quick enough. I didn't look at the stats, so I'm not sure if it's like actually decent win condition. I have a good win rate with it right now, but it's also at like pretty garbage legend right now, so like who knows. And then, like, the thing about, like, Handpuff Pal, that's only going to get more refined. And some of these, like, decks are going to get even more refined, and they're going to get really good. So it'll be interesting to see where the meta goes.
If you're having fun with it, that's what matters.
Yeah. I tried to make a Ogre Rogue work. I tried Ephesus' Ogre Rogue. He posted a list in Discord for that a little bit, which I think was better than the version I put together. That runs all the one mana stuff and does like a lot of the one mana Sonya things with like an Ogre package, which I think is probably the way to go with it, which is you have the Ogres, you do the Ogre stuff, but then you're also doing like the one mana Sonya stuff. I put together like an Excavate version of it. Neither of them really worked. You just get run off the board so hard. You can't deal with like the go wide of some of the stuff, or just deal with whatever Paladin's doing or Warlock. Like, it just, you don't have the tools to really get there. That was what like Ogre Rogue worked so well last time, was you could cheese some stuff with like your Death Rattle package. Mm-hmm. And you also have, so you had like multiple win conditions, and you just don't, Rogue is so weak right now that it, you just don't have a way to really win outside of an Ogre board, and an Ogre board isn't that good really. So like it is if you get to like a wide enough point, but like it takes long enough that you're getting like, you're either getting stomped by like a token deck, or yeah, you know, something that's playing like 9 mana Ziliacs just goes wide and you can't deal with that, and it's just not enough really there. So yeah, I think that's everything that I played. I think I'm most sad about Hero Power Druid, because there are so many tools there, but the sad part is you have to attack with your face.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, even with Hero Power Mage, you had a way to clear a board, right? Because you had the dude that like would use your Hero Power and then would take care of a large board. You just don't have that kind of tool with Hero Power Druid right now. If you had something like that in the deck, I think that deck actually is viable. But because you're only ever able to do the one swing, it's just not an option. If you had a way to clear a board, or had a way to kind of deal with like a wide taunt, I think that's actually, there's something actually there for it. So maybe they'll kind of give it a few more tools with like the mini set or the next expansion. And then I think Hero Power Druid could be something.
Do you put Ignis in it? Do you put Ignis in there just for like to try to get the one?
Ignis is in there, and when it's a ton of fun when you get Ignis down too.
Okay.
Yes, Windfury Ignis actually is a way to deal with some stuff.
Yeah. Or like the one mana, or the one mana like poison one.
Yep.
That one's a really good one.
Yeah.
Or the cleave one. So
Ignis
one.
Is in there, but it's like it helps a little bit, but you've got to have, there has to be a way, like you need like a 4 or 5 mana tool to deal with a wide board while you're still at a moderate Hero Power size before you can do like a final couple swings you need to kind of take care of lethal. So like a 4 or 5 mana spell or minion that could deal with like a moderate size board with your Hero Power would go a long way. That's what the deck needs. That's what Hero Power Mage had. Demon Hunter has tools like that as well. And Druid does it. So Druid has the rest of the entire package. It has some crazy tools there in Hero Power Druid, like where you can get like, where you're getting multiple Hero Powers in a turn, or you're doubling your Hero Power. You Hero Power once and it goes off twice. Like there's a bunch of really great tools in there. But the problem is you just can't deal with any, it's just single target. And so it's completely limited in what you can do with it. But that I think was the most fun deck I played. Like it was right there. Like you could feel it. You looked at it and like you could see what it wanted to do, but it just couldn't do it. It just did not have that final piece necessary to make it really work, which is why it has a bunch of like weird stuff in it.
Like an Aviana. Like,
yeah. So it's so close. You can, like, I think that was the most frustrating part of it, was like, in so many games, I was like, I am there. The game is won, but I just don't have that last tool, whatever it might be. So I'm hopefully they give it to Druid. But I kind of feel like everything else is so much there that if they gave it that last tool, it'd be too good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. That was Tea with Finley. So what do we got here? We have a Naga sandwich. Let's have a little snack, huh?
Taste my grilled cheese.
All right, so speaking of snacks and grilled cheese, taquitos, they're really good. That's our first good. I don't know why. I was working from home today. I had tacos last night for dinner. I had a ton of taco meat left over, right? So I just took a tortilla, threw some cheese on it, tucked some taco meat on that, threw in the microwave for a minute, rolled it up. It's a perfect lunch. Absolutely perfect lunch. So taquitos, they're great. Try them. You know, real easy. Also, like, the fact we all three, all of everybody on the podcast, especially today, like, actually, Storm Rage Legend too, didn't he?
You did?
Yeah, yeah. So everybody on the show is a Legend player. So, like, you know, we're not just a casual podcast anymore.
I don't think Enthralman is currently legendary, but Enthralman has finished top 100 enough times. We're not too worried about
and
that.
And also his vacation is also legendary.
Yes.
Let's be honest. If he decided he wanted to play Hearthstone right now, he'd be legend. So yeah, exactly. He gets the pass.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. So yeah. That's the first good. We're all good at this game. It's fun.
I think this is like my third or it might be fourth month in a row.
Yeah. Like I haven't had hit legend in like 6 months, and like I just kind of hit it yesterday, and I'm like, oh, I did the thing. Cool.
That's kind of usually how I work. I had no intention of hitting it with Rainbow DK, and I was like, oh. I just won all the games.
Yeah.
Just
because you can't, you won't, you don't stop winning.
And it was like, yeah, it's like I didn't even have like a, like my final boss was like, yeah, I only had one final boss. I just like one in and done. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I did it. So great. Like, and I got a gift served like before the game. Before that, I was down to four and like the warlock played everything. And I played the dogs and the dinosaur to like to try to get any taunts at all, because like I was gonna die, and they conceded. And I'm like, okay.
Was it a gift? Did they see your? I don't. That was such a funny. You posted a screenshot of that, and I was so confused. Yeah, I was like, why did you win that game when you like, clearly had lost?
I was dead on board. They could have just swung in with a giant and killed me, but like I just played the dogs and played the dinosaur that buffs all your stuff, like you know the. Whatever, what's that card from like GVG called? That's was
Stormwind Champion.
No.
Oh, no. not GVG.
Yeah, that Dr. card.
Dr. Boom.
No, yeah. 4 mana gives your random like Wind Fury, Divine Shield, Taunt thing. The
adapter buy.
Enhancel Meccano.
That's yeah. It. Yeah, like they made a 2 mana version of that for Hunter. That's by the way, and that card's bonkers. So. Dan, what's the not so good?
Man, the not so good is Ziliax. So, like, I have, like, a very famous movie quote here that I think is appropriate for Ziliax. I keep on thinking about it every time I see Ziliax played. It's like, your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should. And I feel like that way about Ziliax. Like, it's just, it's good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating that it's good at everything. Like, you need a deck. Your deck goes wide and you need like a little buff. Here's Ziliax. Your deck is slow and need some healing. Here's Ziliax. Like it's too good. It's too good and it's like does everything. And I don't like that it's in every single Hearthstone deck. Basically, it's not in everyone, but it's in about 9 out of 10. And it's already rubbing me the wrong way. I know people love it, and I'm the odd one out here, but Ziliax, I'm tired of it. It's been like 5 days and I'm tired of it. I'm eye-rollingly annoyed every time I see the card. And that includes when I play it.
we have 29 cards in Ziliax and what like and now you get to choose what your Ziliax is every time. I mean, I get it. I had the same problem with Astolar. And because like we'll be playing, we played Astolar for 2 years. We'll be playing Ziliax for the next 2 years. So
at least Astolar's like, I mean, yeah, I get
you
it.
You saw
like,
him
I
think, three times a game like too, or six.
I feel like Ziliax is more like Sired Anathrys, right? Where you put it in decks that even you didn't think it belonged in because it belonged in every deck, right? You have play a bunch of minions, put it in Sired Anathrys. You don't play a bunch of minions. Make sure you're playing enough to play Sired Anathrys. Like it feels like it's that kind of card, and I don't know. It's ending games. It's played in decks that don't even necessarily need it, right? Because it's so good, and then it like makes those decks even better. Like I feel like we have a tempo problem right now, but I mean, that might be a me problem. But having so much charge back in the game, I don't know.
But then again, like also like how powerful are we going to get like once we get another two expansions in the meta where it's like, okay, now Ziliax is an actual card choice as opposed to like.
Maybe. I mean,
that's
possible. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it already doesn't necessarily belong in some of the slower decks. I feel like the 9-mana variant where you're like doubling up with Rush for like the lifesteal, I feel like it's probably necessary.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's really good. It is. I've had it save my bacon and shaman a couple times though.
Yeah.
To be honest. And then it's like you play it with Shutter Block and you get four of them. That's a Reno Jackson right there.
I mean, I played the 4-mana one that's like a 5/7 that deals 3 damage to you and then the attack doubles every turn. And I killed somebody on turn 4 with it, like on day 1. That was pretty good.
I do think its best variant is what's being played in Hunter right now, right? Or where you like you go wide and then it just
it buffs your board. Yeah, it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a free +1/+1 to everything.
Yeah.
That's what we play in Demon Hunter too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably the best variant of it right now. Though it's good in the slow decks too with the big heal and the big swing. But I feel like even when you're doing that, you end up not even being able to maintain that though. Because they are just clearing it pretty quickly and then sometimes even just rebuilding another board. I don't know. It's probably a perfectly fine and balanced card and I just am annoyed because I'm seeing it so much, but it's annoying me.
I want to try to give your minions +1/+1 and the replicating module once just to see if that would do. It would be like a 9-mana Zilliax, so wouldn't it?
I think that's played in some decks, isn't it?
Where you could get all your minions +1/+2/+2. I don't know.
I haven't seen it, but that doesn't mean it's not.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one yet. No.
Yeah. It's nice that you can play around with it, but also it feels like we've settled on three different ones that seem to be it.
Right. Which was always going to be the case, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's what if old Zilliax was even more annoying?
Perfection.
Can we just do Zilliax perfect module and just put a null module on it and may have it be magnetic and then we can just make the old Zilliax again?
Let's not.
Are there any mechs with charge?
No.
Okay. Then we're safe.
I don't think there's mechs with Rush either. I haven't seen any.
Curly and
just Zilliax.
Just Zilliax, yeah.
Zilliax had Rush.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
What's our best good, Sheep?
Yeah, so our best good is this incredible achievement that Dano achieved without even knowing it was there.
Accidental achievement.
So it's called I Must Ask You a Question. And you complete I Must Ask You a Question by destroying the enemy hero with a minion wearing a funny mustache. So caricature artist, of course, draws the minion with the mustache. It slaps it on there. And then that funny looking fella with that funny looking mustache has got to deal that lethal damage.
I got this in Mage. I got this in School Mage actually, and I had a board full of the 4/5s. Mm-hmm. And then what other minion I apparently drew with a caricature artist? I think it was Khagar. It was Khagar. So I had Khagar out. And I got Legal of Khagar, apparently, and I was like, what is this achievement I got? I honestly assumed it was you got lethal with, a mustache minion on board. But I looked at it, and I was like, no, you had to actually get lethal with that minion. It was pure dumb luck. I love it. It was so much fun, so...
and Khagar really looks like he just should have a mustache, so it's even more perfect that you achieved that feat with Khagar in particular.
I'm not gonna lie, caricature artist was almost the not so good because it does not put the mustache on the face; it just puts the mustache on the card.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not on even like if you put it on Sif, it's just like at the bottom of the card. Sif's face is up here and the mustache is like it doesn't make any sense. And I was like, oh, it's not funny. It's just like a pin the tail on the donkey situation.
My mustache is down here.
It's just a weird goatee now.
But yeah, it's I don't know. Kegar's a funny card too. That's we're gonna talk about that one later, by the way. Insult. But yeah, I had some fun with School Mage. I think that one was all right. I think if they nerf some of like the really good decks right now, School Mage might be playable again. It seemed fairly close, actually. It felt fairly close because you're still playing the 7-mana card that's so good, where you make all the 4/5s.
All those 4/5s.
It's still such a good card. So you just got to have a little bit more time to play it. So I feel like it's close. I feel like it's closer than a Hero Power Druid for sure.
So. Yeah.
Speaking of salt, should we get to the salt?
Let's do the salt.
All right, let's get to the salt.
Let's get salty!
All right, here we go. I'll take this first one. Here we go. I'll start with it, and then Matt, you give the response, okay?
Sure.
So the first salt is... got to move some things here. Hold on. Puzzle Master Kagar and the, quote, helpful spells. This one is by Ulquaria. Not sure I pronounced that one. They say, I don't understand how this card works, guys. Sometimes the spells are really helpful and on point, and sometimes Kagar has a stroke and really, with an almost full board of the enemy, cast counterspell. So my question is this. Does Kagar cast spells randomly and you have to get lucky, or is it bugged and doesn't work properly around 70% of the games? Question mark.
Responses by Cool. Simple, bud. Spells are random without considering board state. They just root useful instead of random to shamelessly promote it.
Yeah, that ain't true.
No.
No, that ain't true. Do you know how it works, Sheep? Or do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, so Kadgar has like a small pool of spells that he can look at. Arcane Intellect, Flame Strike, Polymorph, Arcane Missiles, Mirror Image, Counterspell, Ice Barrier, Blizzard, Frostbolt, and Fireball. So it kind of looks at the board and hero state and kind of pairs that pool down even further. And once it's kind of down to that like 4 or 5 things that it's like, yeah, these would be helpful. Then it just like puts its hands over its eyes and yeah, randomly selects one of those. But it does pair it down to like what it thinks is actually going to help you first.
Yeah. So like it's not going to blizzard an empty board, but right, maybe you're playing a mirror match against a mage and you have a minion on board and what you really need is a counterspell, and what you get is mirror image. You know, that mirror image, you don't not need that mirror image, but was that mirror image really helpful? Meh.
I mean,
it wasn't not helpful.
I mean, if you're up against a shaman, right, they have a full board. It's just putting counterspell up so to prevent against bloodlust, obviously.
I've had bloodlust win me games from Thrall's Gift, by the way. Like, yep, having that in your back pocket, that you'd be surprised at how often like that is just a little helpful.
I don't do it. I said it when that card was revealed. I think that's like the best one because there's like all three options are always good. Like the hex.
Oh, it's an incredible one. It's the best one. Yeah.
Yeah, like right, the hex, the burn, and the bloodlust. Like all three of those are like useful.
A Hex, Lightning Bolt, and Bloodlust. They're all great.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Always good. All three of those are good.
Yep. Yeah. The Bloodlust, it's just such a sneaky little gift. Yeah, it's great. It's really, really good. To the point where I wonder if I should be running Bloodlust in that deck.
No.
But I think it's better just to run the gift.
You'd rather just pay 6 mana for it when you need it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I did. I love it. It's simple, bud. Matt, go ahead and take this one.
I wish Druid was playable. The spell damage Druid package seems super fun, but my goodness, it's so hard to even set up a combo when you're dead by turn 5. I agree with this person because I played that deck. It's just correct. Yeah, I played this deck day one, and like it made me feel like the stupidest person ever. Like, like, well, what am I doing? How do I play this deck? What am I doing? Like, because I opened the legendary, I opened Alonius or whatever it is, and like, yeah. I was like, okay, so I'll play with it. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, okay, I'm like pulling. I have three locations now. I'm still dead. What's going on? and I activate them all three at the same time, and like, I hit swipe, and I still lost. So like, what am I doing here? Like, the deck is bad. I'm not sure any refinement will help it out. I'm assuming more cards will help it out, but I'm like pretty sure like its current state, it's not ready for anything.
Well, and what Druid does really well is whenever it has like sustainable power to actually get to the late game to do its like wild and crazy stuff, that's whenever it thrives. And the tools that we got for that are like Oaken Summons, which are really good. But if you're playing the miniature card, you want to play that from hand. And then in Hero Power Druid, if you want to refresh your Hero Power, you have to play that from hand and choose once. And it just doesn't work in either of the two archetypes we're trying to make work in that class.
Well, like actually, the fact that like Druid has no ramp, like the ramp is so bad in Druid right now, like is amazing. Like the best Druid like ramp spell is that 6-mana one that makes taunts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or the gift.
Yeah.
What I think is crazy is they took away Druid's ramp and then brought charge back into the game. It felt like it was like, okay, we're taking this one toxic thing out and we're bringing in this other toxic thing.
Well, honestly, good. Cause Druid, like, yeah, when you punch Druid in the face, they tend to die. And that's kind of nice to have.
I don't mind ramp being gone.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. I don't either. I'm actually kind of happy Druid's in not a great spot right now.
Just sad Leroy's back in the game.
I'm not.
At least I had chicken.
I got to play Power Overwhelming Faceless Leroy combo. It was amazing.
Yeah. I tried to play that. Was that the Ike
Warlock?
That's
the Ike deck, yeah.
I tried to play that as well, and I was like, am I dumb?
No.
Am I bad at the game?
No. Dan, here's what you do. You play location on three.
I realized that's what you did, by the way. Yeah, no, I figured it out. I figured out the riddle, and it was location on three. Trust me. No, it didn't take me long to figure. I'm like, wait a minute. No, all this other stuff is just like window dressing for location on three. No, I got it. I got there eventually. I figured out. It took me about, 3,000 ranks, but I figured it out. Go ahead and read the first one here, Sheep. And Matt, go ahead and hit the response again from a buddy of ours.
Oh, this person again. Yeah.
All right. This is from Dio Brando. Rank 35,000 in Legendary, matching with Diamond 5 now. Does that mean I am too low in Legendary now? In Legendary rank, so I can see opponent's rank. It's a Diamond 5. I am basically playing to help people climb into Legendary now.
And the next post, because the previous post had 433 posts, this is now post 434 from this person. You've been chosen as the people's hero. Help those little diamond hard stucks get legend. Colon, close parenthesis. Oh, sorry. No, semicolon, close parenthesis. I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
Winky face.
Oh, winky.
I'll take this one from Green Cricket. I am done until Pally is nerfed into Oblivion. An aura that gives +3 attack and lifesteal for 3 rounds is plain out stupid. Especially when they can Divine Shield and Wind Fury it. Whoever designed Pally this X-Pack needs to be fired. ... I mean, that... Both those cards were already in the game.
Yeah, like that was last. Expansion. That was actually the last expansion when those came out. So
the both of those cards have been in the game. But yeah. Now we have Leroy.
Actually, Paladin just gets a 3-mana Ziliax. Like original Ziliax, because that card's loco bananas. By the way, that the plush.
The plushie. Yeah.
Yeah. That card's ridiculous.
It is so good. It's so good. Though Death Knight has their version as well. The 3-3 with Reborn. That if you only if you don't have any that card, by the way, how good.
Oh, that,
how good.
Yeah. It's like it's like mini Corpse Taker. Yeah. But like it has Rush. Actually my favorite when I played the Paladin deck, I was up against a Hunter. They had me to 5, right? One turn later, I was at 30. Like they just, and then they conceded. And I'm like, yeah, I would have done the same.
Fair and correct decision.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this one because it's by an old timey favorite of ours who has been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan's Legs. Welcome back, Lieutenant Dan's Legs. Lieutenant Dan's Legs says, one hit by a shaman on turn 6. 31 damage and one turn on turn 6. Returned after a year to uninstall in 6 days.
Well, we'll see you next year.
So you're telling me that Lieutenant Dan's legs are gone again?
Yeah, the Nature Shaman's not a good deck, but I just keep on running into decks. I keep on playing decks that are bad into it, so it feels that way. I think it might be pretty good.
Yeah. Nature Shaman?
Nature Shaman, yeah.
Oh, I haven't run into it yet. I ran into Tendril Shaman today playing Hero Power Druid.
Yeah.
I won. Because you know what they're not doing? They're not consistently making taunts. It's like, enjoy all your random nonsense. I got a big hero power.
but they can play like either one of the 2 10 mana spells, and like sometimes they just keep rolling the board flip.
And they keep rolling the board flip.
Then they cry.
It's a weird situation that we are in with the tendrils at the moment.
Well, like especially like Tendril Warrior. Yeah, like that's like
Love Tendril Warrior. Playing against it, by the way.
Yeah, because like they play Bran on because they plan on play Bran on 6/6 and then they lose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because that's what happens when you play Bran on 6, they lose.
But then of their tendril effects double, and then they can discover multiple tendrils from ETC. And oh, it's really fun to play against, and it's just wacky, zany fun times. And seems like a decent deck, but not consistent.
I don't know. I feel like the best, maybe it's not fast enough anymore, is just to run. I feel like the best variant is just the Boom Boss, right? Like that's still the way to go with Bran at the moment, I feel like. But I think maybe the game's too fast, so you have to work on the tendrils instead. Maybe that's why we're running the tendrils versus just doing.
I'm actually sad, like the mech burn warrior that we had where you play the 6-mana taunt and then you hit him with the weapon and then, like, that triggers the death rattle, and then you get the 1-mana weapon and it triggers that death rattle again, like whatever, like because it deals 8 random damage when it dies. Testing dummy. I played that deck a little bit for day one, and I kind of miss playing that. It's probably bad now. Anyway.
If only Zilliax had magnetic,
exactly.
And then you could give it lifesteal, I think it would have legs.
Yeah.
It'd have something. Zilliax does not have legs, though. Zilliax floats, right?
I mean, no, it has legs. You can, but as you could also choose the color of the legs and its arms.
Did old Zilliax have legs, though?
I think so.
Let's figure that out in the post show. We're going to, so that's it this week. What am I thinking of that didn't have legs? Was it the death rattle one that we all got for free? Anyways, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to our patrons for patronizing us. A special thank you to our producers and best friends forever, Backsmith and Ridiculous Hat. You can find all our socials, media, and content information at the pinned comment on our Patreon page over at patreon.com/squelch.
And thank you very much. And Hearthstone's game, and games are supposed to be fun.
That is enough wool gathering for this week. So yes, sling those cards, Dano.
Thank you.
This is the end of the show. Everybody fall!
I found the full art of Ziliax, and he did in fact have legs.
He does have
legs. But we didn't see the legs on the card, though, right?
No, correct. It was cropped. They were cropped.
Yeah, so I always assumed that the little bluey stuff, the little blue like light here, was like a floaty force that, so he was floating. So that's why I always assumed that Ziliax was floating, like using like a hover power.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Zedex having legs freaks me out, actually, the more I think about it. So I never, in my brain, Zedex doesn't have legs. That's why I can rush, because it doesn't have legs.
He's all zoomy.
Yeah.
And swooshy.
So the current version of Ziliax has legs, too.
Yes, but we have the full card art with that Ziliax, though.
Right.
Yeah. What is that card I'm thinking of that would magnetize with Ziliax?
Snip Snap?
Snip Snap. Does Snip Snap have legs? Emo,
ting way too good much. Question. Well, let me look it up on Hearthstone.gg. Hearthstone.wiki.gg. And
if you won't shut up. Doing it right now. Snip Snap. Well, I
guess anytime anyone mentions it,
did have lots of legs. It was a crab.
Yeah. At four legs, at least.
Yeah. And pincers. Yeah, mm-hmm. But definitely had legs.
And a smokestack, which is kind of weird.
Interesting. Snip Snap and Ziliax, what a combination.
I hope we get Snip Snap in the mini set. Like a mini Snip Snap, where like you, it's magnetic and echo, and like there's a mini one that comes in your hand.
Oh, I don't. I played way too much Wild back when Snip Snap Warlock was a thing, and that deck was just
They actually nerfed Echo, like the Echo keyword, didn't they? Because of that, right? Yeah.
They had to nerf it because of Wild, right? Because it was
Snip Snap and Warlock and Wild.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. Yeah. Ugh. All right, we're gonna head over to After Dork, where we're gonna talk about something cool and fun,
like Snip Snap.
Snip Snap. All right. Thanks everyone for hanging out in the stream. Thanks everyone on the podcast, listening to the podcast. We love you lots, and we'll talk to you next week.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye.